Hi, I'm Felicia, and you're listening to episode 211 of Five Songs Set. I've been listening to music while playing video games recently, and not surprisingly, some of the ambient music I've heard has been fantastic and really fit the mood. So here's five ambient songs for you. I hope you enjoy them. We're going to start off with Echo in an Open Field by Forrest Fang. According to a bio I found online, despite a busy career as a lawyer, Forrest Fang has been able to make a name for himself as an ambient composer with an experimental edge. Over a 40-year period, Fang self-released 5 solo albums on his Ominous Thud label before eventually moving to Project Records to release 10 more. His initial influences were minimalism and progressive rock, but he later drew from Chinese classical music and Indonesian gamelan as well. This song is off the 2025 album Perihelion, about which the Bandcamp page says, "The collection draws especially deeply upon his musical influences from progressive music of the 70s to the traditional musics of Asia." "This album took nearly 2 years to complete," says Fang. "I was seeking a variety of moods and instrumentation that unfolds within a unified arc, like a good novel. I also wanted each of the pieces to develop organically, which, in many cases, meant an extended compositional period of trial and error." You can find a more extended bio, plus much more music via the show notes. For now, here is Echo in an Open Field by Forrest Fang.
Thank you.
That was Red Dawn by Gustavo De Nuard from Argentina. This song is off the 2025 album Silent Morning, about which De Nuard says, "Silent Morning is a kind of ode to solitude and bright mornings. The sunrise, the birds, some cloudy mornings, the first tones in my synthesizers inviting to reflection. Everything is transformed into luminous, contemplative, relaxing sounds and becomes, in a certain way, pure and hypnotic. To compose this new album, I decided to do it in moments of solitary calm. I recorded in my home studio, which is in a very quiet neighborhood on the outskirts of Buenos Aires. Composing in the mornings was the right time. The sounds of nature and silence are a constant in this area. The main idea was to translate this morning tranquility into sound. In times of distress and discomfort, I often find myself seeking out the sound of the wind and the morning birds. One can take notice of the individual resonances and frequencies of the details happening around us. Serenity can be found in places where one sometimes does not notice it. This album is a reflection on paying attention to the details. Finding meaning and hope in nature." I found a great interview with De Nuard on the website flowstate.fm, so if you're interested in finding out more, check it out via the show notes. Next up, we have Memories by Resting Planet. When I heard from Nate, who's the person behind the music, he said, "A little about me. I'm a solo producer from Palm Bay, Florida. I've been making music for fun going on 11 years. A high school friend introduced me to FL Studio, and it has been an obsession ever since. Real life has caught up with me, and being an electrician has dominated my time. But with a wonderful, supportive wife, I'd like to imagine that music will become a priority again. Maybe in the future, it will replace being an electrician. But for now, I listen to songs like Memories and reminisce on the days and nights I spent making music." Obviously, we look forward to more of Nate's music when it becomes possible to make it again. For now, here is Memories by Resting Planet. Thank you. We just heard Entering Aquarium Prefecture by Deep Space. The bio for Deep Space says, Merkel Ruckels is an Australian musician of German-French origin who creates ambient music under the name of Deep Space. Drawing from ambient influences as well as art music influences such as Maurice Ravel and Claude Debussy. A total of 17 albums have been released, independently and currently on Project Records. Water Planets is his latest release on Project's Bandcamp and other platforms. This song is off his 2025 album, Neon Blue Utopia. According to the Bandcamp page for the album, Mirko says, I had a dream where I took an elevator to a particular floor of a building. When I entered a door on that floor, it opened into a huge room filled with a forest, with an entire city center inside it. The ceiling was several hundred meters high, complete with clouds and stars, and the buildings were not full size, but an uncanny dream size in between, maybe 5 or 10 meters high, like a model city, but with actual shop fronts inside them. It was wonderfully surreal. I took that idea and expanded it to other areas, such as a huge megacity, with different precincts containing marvelously unusual features, such as aquariums the size of buildings and other weird dreamlike features. This turned into the idea of Neon Blue Utopia. Deep Space has made a lot of music, so if you want to hear more, check out his Bandcamp page via the show notes. Now, before we go, Five Song Set is recorded under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, so you can share it but not sell it or change it. All the rights to the songs are held by the musicians. The show notes, which you can find on the Five Song Set website, contain links to all the bands and songs in this podcast, as well as lots of additional information. I'd like to thank the musicians featured here for giving me permission to use their songs, because without them, this podcast wouldn't be possible. I'd like to thank Alexander Petersky for the theme music. If you like one of the bands you heard here, go like them on social media. You can find a link in the show notes and it'll help them out. If you would like to let me know what you think about the podcast, drop me an email at fivesongset@gmail.com or comment on Facebook. You can subscribe to the podcast by following the instructions on the website or by going to the Apple Music Store. Last up, we have Where the River Widens by Eric Wallo from Norway. According to the album info, Eric says, I was invited to be the artist in residence at Skobu in the high altitude mountains of the Jotunheim region. For 2 weeks, I focused on creating art, using the facilities to work on woodcuts, linocuts, and more. I, of course, brought my guitar and my looping pedals and was inspired to record a lot of new material, which I later refined in my home studio. Everything was performed and composed on the fly. I tried to retain the purity of those initial performances with just a few elements and details added later for a subtly broader expression. Each track is a kind of meditation on stillness and introspection. That could be a metaphor for a slow drift down a calm, widening river, a gentle flow yet filled with life. The delta is where the river widens and where the water is quiet. This gave the inspiration and the title for this album. The theme draws inspiration from the mountains and the rivers as metaphor for untouched, pure nature existing on its own terms. Here is Where the River Widens by Eric Wallo. Until next time, this is Felicia signing off from Lisbon in Portugal.